is Nicole Whitney, News for the Soul, life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained. Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show. Next up, it's time to change your compass with Stacia. Let's bring her on to reintroduce herself, her show, her guest, and what's up for today. Welcome back.
Hi, Nicole. This is Stacia, and joining me today is Jahan. Jahan and I work together here at Compass Rose Healing Arts. We're in Spokane Valley, Washington State, and beyond, because there is no time and there is no space. We're really a global community now. So I want to say right up front here, Nicole, to encourage callers. We are going to talk today about what is happening and why, and I want to preface that by saying that's a really good thing and a really good subject, not to suggest anything that isn't positive and wonderful and good news that we're going to talk about today. But we do want to validate and acknowledge that there are enough people, plenty of people, that are awake but don't understand how consciousness is shifting for them and their place in the world and how the world is changing collectively. So we want to be able to help people over any blockages they may feel today or any fear they may be having. We've got a lot of planets in retrograde. We've got a lot of things happening in all phases. We're just generally looking at a collapse of a lot of things, and I put collapse with happy letters around it because it's a good thing. We want to help people to be able to see that, and if they're experiencing personal collapse, to be able to assist them today to put that into a perspective.
Awesome.
So that's our plan today, Nicole.
Love it.
Jahan is with me here. She's going to talk about the same things. We work together closely. We communicate in a fun sort of way about how we can help and serve, and Jahan's expertise is the physical body. And as we learn how to embody the soul beyond soul consciousness, but now into soul embodiment, bringing heaven onto earth, she's going to help with that. So to all the callers out there or the listeners, please don't hesitate. Call in and let us know where your questions or concerns are. All of this today and our intent for today beyond serving is to bring comfort. What is happening and why? And I know the previous caller that was wrapping up that show just before ours, they were talking about manifesting. And we all want to know how to manifest a better life. We want to know how to manifest things. I want to talk about suggestive manifestation and how you can take control of your life and be your manifestor and not manifesting for another. There's a lot of suggestive manifesting going on, and that's why a lot of us are feeling confused or tired or unable to sleep. And I certainly understand the feeling and the contrast from being on board with the bad news and choosing sides to looking at what's happening in our world and our collective consciousness from an observant point of view to being very neutral about it. And how can I affect a positive outcome? And that's the process that is part of our spiritual growth, because we're all here to help. Some of us are here to grow individually, and others are here to assist in collective awakening and enlightenment and growing. So that's where we're at. It doesn't take more than a minute to find some news that suggests to us that things are not going well. From my perspective, and that perspective is from the balcony and not center stage where the drama is occurring, is that what needs to go is coming up center for us, those of us who are having this human experience and having the free will to go with it. This is where we start to make choices now. Rather than manifesting what others suggest to us, possibly through fear, now we are looking at things from an observant point of view, saying, we can do better. We can help one another. I can do more for myself. I can serve. So I want to talk about that, and I want to help people to see that and to feel empowered and to look at what's being shown to us as a collective or spoken to us independently by somebody we care about or that we respect that may not be making us feel good vibrationally. Okay? So that's what today is for. Your consciousness, my consciousness, collective consciousness is changing every day. And that's a wonderful thing. It can also be a tool for another source that would rather not see us evolve. How do you take control of your life? How do you recognize the wonderful things that are happening around you? How do you affect your perspective to see that it's all okay? And it's really important that you understand my story, Jahan's story, that you can understand us and that you know that we can identify with what's happening. We had to go first. I know I had to go first. I had to arrive on this planet much earlier than a lot of people that are in my life because I would be gathering sources and resources and remembering and reclaiming so that I could help. So there are plenty of us, brothers and sisters, collective consciousness, you know, we're all having this experience together that are waking up. And a lot of us are having the experience of confusion or stress as we wake up, because to wake up means that your level of consciousness, your vibratory presence is on the rise. That also means that as you change consciousness, you are beginning to move away from tribal consciousness and parts of collective consciousness that no longer serve your growth or what you know to be true. How do we know what is true? What is true is felt in our heart, and what is wonderful is what we yearn for, which is the way our soul speaks to us. As we begin to wake up, we need help. And the metaphor that I use here that was given to me in a download was we need coffee. We're awake, but we need coffee. We need help to turn that engine over because it's been in parked in the garage for the last 20 or 30 or 40 years as we've really been engrossed in being part of a family or raising a family or having a career or building our assets. We've kept that part of our awareness parked. We're not in a culture here in this country where we are led spiritually so much, perhaps in churches, but that's a moral compass that may be determined by someone else. You have your own, and we want to help you to find that. So now that you are awakening and you're feeling the stress of that because people notice you're different or you start speaking up or speaking out, and sometimes we slip into the shadow part of that, which is the fear or confusion. Now we're trying to bring people along so that we don't feel alone. Okay? That's all normal. We want to be seen. We want to relate still. And we want to be part of a group. It could be the tribe. But that's not the way it's meant to be. We're all meant to break away from tribal conditioning, generational conditioning, societal conditioning, and get into our own sense of self and empowerment and to become independent. And if you look at that word independent and add a hyphen, I-N hyphen, dependent, you become dependent within. We become self-sufficient. We become empowered. We build a sense of self. That now we're comfortable rejoining the collective in an interdependent way, assisting others on their journey, bringing our skills to the table and gaining from the skills from others. What isn't in that dependent anymore is codependency. Now we move into independence, interdependence, sense of self. You are well on your way on your spiritual journey. This is your role. And when there are enough of us on this planet no longer influenced by suggestive manifestation contributing to fear, codependency, then we are helping the whole collectively, because collectively now our vibration is raising, and that which is the plan for humanity and Gaia becomes new Earth reality. So I've got Jahan here, and she's shaking her head and feeling good about that. And she so much wants to share her journey and how she's helping people here at Compass Rose who may be coming in for health coaching or for the biocharger, and we're improving health or vitality or our vibration. We're talking to people every day in a way to reassure them and to guide them and to empower them. So Jahan, how can you add to that?
Well, when you speak about independence and the IN hyphen dependence, mm-hmm. it's very important, especially, you know, if you want to look at a foundation, which is kind of what I do with the physical body. I help people create a foundation that helps their soul embody here on this planet. So we have a strong base from which to build up and out to, in order to, you know, move forward on our path, you know, whatever that path is, on our ascension journey or spiritual path, whatever, however you want to look at it. Looking at it, that foundation from a physical sense, and saying, what's going to work for me? How do I make my body ready and strong and vital? And that's going to look different for everybody. And really, it's, I know for myself, life is a roller coaster, right? We go up, then we go down, and we have challenges, and then we're soaring high through the sky, and we're on it, and we have it. And, you know, everybody's path is going to kind of look like that. Mm-hmm. You know, even like when you think you've got it, you're gonna dip a little bit and come back up again. Because I look at the physical journey as, it's a journey. Like, we're going up and we're going down, and it's going to change. You know, what works for you now may not work for you 6 months from now or 3 years from now. We've got to be consistent in empowering ourselves. And I think that's kind of where I wanted to get to in a roundabout way, is health coaching, me helping people, it's about empowering you to learn how to make the best decisions for your life and your body. How to choose what's going to work for you for food or exercise or movement. You know, how to empowering you to make better decisions to get a proper night's sleep, because that's where we heal our bodies on a physical level. You know, we need to sleep just as much as we need to eat food or move our bodies in order to create that foundation for ourselves.
So let's talk about that a little bit, because as we join the new Earth human race, as we move into the divine human, which means we've embodied our soul now, we've got heaven on Earth, our food choices change.
They do.
Some foods no longer appeal to us, especially foods that would lower our vibration. It could be substance, it could be alcohol, it could be certain foods.
Mm-hmm.
What I know for sure from my experience is, when I'm taking care of my physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual, Source meets me on the path and says, aha, you're ready for more. And the downloads follow. The information comes in.
Mm-hmm.
People approach me for help. I'm able to serve in a different way every day, because I am every day preparing myself for more. I'm moving forward. I can look at the news, and I do, because I'm curious. I find it somewhat entertaining, and I can find it sometimes, like, please, Source, help us, because we could use some help here. So back to that, just acknowledging the stress that we're under,
mm-hmm.
and how that is causing us to do some things that are not going to benefit our body or discourage us spiritually or confuse us mentally or emotionally. We're here today because this is what I'm guided to do today, and this came through loud and clear yesterday. We all need some good news. We need to understand that what is showing up so prevalently right now is what is ready to go. and don't resist. This is not end times by any means. We cannot destroy this planet. This planet is evolving just like we are. Get on board. Let's work on that. It's easier for me to say that, and some people could feel all kinds of emotions hearing that, but it's important for you to understand that I've walked the path. I've done the work to heal the human experience, to rectify the choices that I would now do differently. I'll change the words on that to clean up my act.
Mm-hmm.
I truly had the human experience. And I would say to people, I've got the t-shirt and I've got the poster and I've got the mug for that. And it could be related to relationships or it could be related to finances. And then recently I've scooped all of that up and turned it into one big trophy.
Mm-hmm.
And how those experiences have now created the place where I am with the credentials or the resume, if you will, the human resume, to understand where we are all at. So for those of you who understand the ascended master realm, we are ascending masters, and the ascended masters are still on their path, ascending further. So it's a continuum. It's always going to go. But those masters that are no longer walking this earth for purposes of their own transformation, they walked where you are too. And I have walked where you could be walking now. What is happening to you? I want to encourage callers. Let us know where you're at. What are you feeling? We've got some dramatic shifts going on. Weather changes, changes in politics, healthcare that is not working, that may not be available, finances that don't seem to be getting easier. What do we do to retain, if we've had it, our power, or to become empowered even while all of this is going on? Nicole, do you have anybody standing by that wants to talk?
Oh, well, let's find out. By the way, I love the topic. This has been coming up on shows all week. This is definitely where support is needed. I just wanted to share my own 2 cents. I've been looking at, you know, all this alleged apocalyptic, you know, viewpoint on the mainstream, and I just see it as the apocalypse of the crappy side. It's just all coming down, right? So, like Stuart Wilde used to say on the show for many years.
Yes. Apocalypse means to reveal.
Yes.
What is happening now is what can no longer be hidden. How awesome is that? That's actually a good thing,
yeah.
Isn't it, Nicole? It's a great thing because from that place, we as a collective can throw off the chains, if you will, and as a collective come together interdependently and say, we're not choosing that anymore. And I can promise us all, the universe will meet us more than halfway and say, okay, so what do you want? I had a conversation with somebody yesterday in a state of shadow and confusion and ready to throw in the towel and just do nothing. And it was like, what are you doing? What do you want? Spit it out. What do you want? And then the words started to flow and it became a very positive situation. It's okay to spew. It's okay to claim. It's okay to say, I want better for my life and I want better for this world. So yes, Nicole, thank you for your comment. Thank you for that. That's very true. It's what I'm
Absolutely.
Calling suggested manifestation, because what are we manifesting with those topics of apocalypse? We're manifesting fear.
Yeah. And then creating from that place, yeah. Which we don't want to do.
But we're really, we can't create from that point. We become more stuck.
Mm.
Fear is a vibration from which we cannot create anything but more fear.
Yes, indeed. So let's take a call, see if they are having a on-topic question or want some help moving some blocks somewhere. 540,
sure.
What's your first name? Where are you calling in from? 540?
Oh.
Anybody there?
Oh, yes. I'm sorry. I didn't hear you. can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you. What's your first name? Where are you calling in from?
Lynn. I'm in Fredericksburg, Virginia. And I was on the call previously with Sarah Lascano because I have some experience with her. So this is a different topic for me. Of course, I have feelings about what's going on in the world. They seem to have taken the back seat to personal issues right now. Just as an example, my husband stays glued to the TV about politics. That makes me want to barf. So I don't go to places like that that are just going to piss me off. So for me, it's a bigger energetic picture. I know I sense that we've been here many times before. I know that I'm an old soul. There's no telling what I've been through. My journey at the moment is physical and the emotional piece of having trauma in my childhood, and I will be 70 freaking 5 years old next week. So that was a while back, and it just keeps popping up. I'm listening to wonderful series by Alex Howard in England. I believe his company now is called Conscious Life. And there are so many of us who keep being bitten in the rear end by things that are that old, and I travel with a emotionally with a very smart group of people who are energetically aware, and you know they talk about Mercury retrograde and full moons. I'm very affected. I'm a highly sensitive person, so I'm aware of those things, and I try not to get out and expose myself in places where I know I don't belong, like, just as an example, loud live music. That's not my thing. So does that fit your topic today at all?
Of course it does, Lynn. Of course it does. And if I can offer some guidance, starting with your husband and your reaction to what he's doing. He, like so many people, are looking for reinforcement of their own fear and belonging to something that matches their fear. So bless him. Just bless him. For you, my sense of you is that you feel left behind. And I don't know what your trauma was when you were a child, but I will say to each and every one of us, including myself, our journey into this world began with abandonment. And I'll put that into perspective, and then I will say, as a preview to what I'm about to say, we play out that original abandonment that we're not even conscious of in every relationship and the situations that we deal with. And at nearly 75, you still are. And so trauma is abandonment. Someone leaves us behind, it's abandonment. We choose not to be in public because it's not comfortable for our energy, so we're abandoning. We need to come together. The original experience of abandonment was our birth, because our memory, our slate, is wiped clean, and we are given over to people who've got their own wounds. And if we can really look at that and understand, we would verbalize it and say we've been abandoned by Mother, Father, Creator. She just left us here. And that is the original experience of abandonment, and we reenact that too many years through too many scenarios. We were never abandoned. We got free will. We were never left. We got opportunity to experience physicality, choices, and contrast. on earth, and ultimately the opportunity to reunite with Source and allow Source to work through us as us so that we can assist humanity and create this new world that we're walking towards, and we're going to accomplish it. So back to your husband, bless him. There are so many people that have chosen a low bar. Bless him. I really want to encourage you not to want to bark, because that's just another word for judging, and that's not good for your physical body. That's not good for your vibration, your vibratory presence. And you're aware and you know things and you know about the planets and you know what you're sensitive to. I want you to take your bar and raise it higher, Lynn, and say, I'm ready for more. Guide me through it. Assist me. As I take on more, I reclaim who I am. And remember that you were never abandoned. Does that resonate for you, Lynn?
I'm making notes here. I think I missed the part where you said, bless my husband where he is, because the next part, I didn't get that.
So many people are still holding on to what was, needing to justify where they are and wanting what was, and finding a sense of belonging through confirming their feelings through watching politics. Okay. They haven't had enough to contrast and say, but I'm happier over here. Bless him. Don't judge him, because that, in a sense, is a psychic attack, and that can bounce back on you. Bless him. I can say this with so much compassion for myself, because I left a situation. I'll just say it the way it is. I rehomed my husband in May because his bar is very low. He means no harm, but it was an energy that I couldn't do anymore. We make better friends than housemates. We make better friends than spouses. And I acknowledge that without judging him, but continuing to meet him where he's at and then go back to my space, which is my home, my office. So compassion, no judgment, acknowledgement, affirmation. Just see him where he's at. Don't take it on through judging him, because I can see that's holding you back.
Okay.
Just keeping your vibration down.
Okay, and I missed the part about your husband a few months ago. What was that you said?
I rehomed him.
Rehomed him. I love that. Is that like repurpose?
That's the part. I'm sorry?
Is that like repurpose something?
Well, kind of. I just said to him, I'm being deployed, and I need to be in a space and an environment and energy so that I can continue to take on what I, and he doesn't understand this, Lynn, and it's okay. But I need to do this. You take the two dogs, I'll take the one dog. I'm going to bring Milo over you to you so that you can do puppy daycare for me every day, and we'll have lunch once a week. So he's got his place, I've got my place. So he's feeling supported. He's not feeling rejected. He's feeling validated. And I know he feels lonely, but I feel really great. And I encourage people to acknowledge what they need to do to feel great. I have integrity about what I did, and I lead an integrous life. I didn't kick him to the curb. I just recognize that he's where he's at, like your husband is where he's at, and I'm where I'm going.
Right.
And I want you to go where you're going, and so I want you to just recognize, not let go of the past, like I can't validate your past. I'm not going to do that. We all have that, but that's a timeline that we want to put in its place and allow the opportunity for us to skip timelines and move on. Let's go. That's not invalidating your experience. It's like, okay, that's another timeline. So we're about the same age. Remember the albums? And we could pick up the needle on the high five, and we could move it up there a little bit because we want to skip a couple songs.
Oh, yeah.
We're jumping timelines like that right now. All you got to do is say, I want that ticket, I'm going.
That's very interesting.
Your angels are going to say, let's go, girl. I'm ready. Let's go. We need recruits, Lynn. We need recruits.
I really appreciate that. That's a fascinating attitude, because I'm an angel person. You just mentioned that. and I'm much more intuitive. He's a retired FBI agent. He's 5.5 years older than I am. We've been married for 46 freaking years, and we're in this little space, and I do the best I can to, you know, he's got his room. He sleeps in the basement. I sleep upstairs just because we wouldn't get any sleep otherwise, and that's just so such an interesting way to put it, repurpose him. lives are so complicated because it does seem like things are happening so fast. I'm a Virgo. I'm used to organizing, and things are just so fast that, medically speaking, he got COVID. He gave it to me because he was so freaking bullheaded. He went to a gigantic Unitarian nature camp before he should have, because he doesn't trust my intuition. There's just so many parts that emotionally I do try to isolate myself. I'm in my house alone right now. I sent him off. I'm helping, well, a little bit of history. I've been in Al-Anon 45 years. He's been sober for 45 years. So we have a background in what should work. We both did the Course in Miracles. We did Science of Mind, blah, blah, blah. Now he's in a group that is AA without a prayer. You know, I don't feel any spirituality, but we're still so connected. Anyway, I just find your perspective so interesting. I just kick him to the curb. Let me think.
No, kick him to the curb. Okay, I made sure he had a really great place to live. I got it all set up for him.
Sounds like me. I would figure that out. We have an old RV. Everything around here is old. The RV is 18 years old. My car is like 14. It croaked in front of the doctor's office the other day and had to be towed. I don't want to deal with those things.
Lynn.
Yeah, go ahead.
Do you know that from the time a child is birthed from the womb, we attach old to that child? 2 days old, 4 days old, 5 years old, 10 years old. Been married 40-something years, you are very connected to time. You're very connected to the timeline of time, to the 3D of time. Time is holding you back.
Okay.
Time not on your side right now. It's holding you back. We want to stop talking about, I'm going to be 75 friggin' years old. I have been on this planet alive for almost 75 years. I'll be 71 on my next birthday. I will never say I'm 70 years old, ever. I'm not old. But the mindset that we attach, so in our 3D environment where we are five sensory and we see that we age, and so we do, and we call it olding. I mean, it's ridiculous. It's not what we came here to do. We came here to not do that.
Well, I do believe I've been here many times, and I came in with a knowledge that I see other people don't have. There is a sense of me that it's struggling, like this isn't who I am. I'm also in a lot of pain, so I'm having to do a lot of things to deal with that, and I'm good at that part. I'm grateful that I can still walk. I'm not in a wheelchair or anything like that, so... I really want to absorb what you're saying about time.
So allow me to make a suggestion to you so that we can welcome other callers as well. Okay, Lynn, and all that you're sharing, so many of us are sharing. I mean, we're feeling that.
Okay.
Give us a call here. Schedule some time. We can, you and I can do Zoom together, and I can help you with the pain and the emotions that you're holding on to that are showing up physically in your body as pain.
Oh, okay.
Okay, I am a master healer. I am a very good healer, coach, and mentor. And yes, my teachings can be a lot for some people. I've been blessed with the knowledge to be able to see things differently. I can help you to overcome those feelings that you're having that are manifesting in your body and help you to see a different perspective and remove old from your vocabulary.
I would love that.
Okay. So you can find it.
I just want to let you know that we're having some challenge with the switchboard. We've lost all the other callers, so you do have some more time if you want to address a bit more on the time issue. That was a pretty intriguing aspect. I loved your perspective.
Is that you talking to me, Nicole? Nicole?
It was, yep.
What did you say to me? No, I missed
okay,
it.
Okay, we're having some technical issues with the switchboard. We lost all the other callers. And I'm having trouble staying connected as well, but I was loving your perspective on the time. So if you wanted more time with this caller, that's one option, but I'd love it if you addressed more of the conditioning around time. That's huge.
Okay. I'm happy to do that. Time is a 5-sensory 3D constraint. And it's something that we needed to function in Earth School and function together. And time is shown to us in the seasons. And for those of us that live in the four seasons, and we do here in Washington, we can tell time a little bit by the trees are changing. But time is, yes, things are going faster. And while time is still necessary so that we can meet each other at 11 o'clock on the second Friday of the month and get together in these conversations, it works. But as a mentality or a constraint or something that we run our lives by, it's holding us back. And it's not a perspective of the fifth and the sixth and seventh dimensions, dimensions being stages of consciousness. I'm communicating with my dad, who passed over 36 or 37 years ago. And I know he's one of my guides, and I know that's why he had to leave as young as he was, because he's a guide for me. But I was like, time thing, and I need more time, or whatever I said to him. And they're not working time where he's at. And so he's in a great place. So we're going to talk when I'm driving so that I'm not distracted by red lights, or I have to get here, or I don't want to be at a red light. So I still have the human reactions, but I can catch myself and say that I'm not going to be ruled by these 5-sensory, time-oriented perspectives. We can address that in the way that we raise our kids and stop attaching old to how long a person's been breathing in this world. 2 days old. Are we kidding? Why are we doing that? Why are we brainwashing ourselves into dying from the moment we wake up or we are born? Why are we doing that? I came into this world 70 plus years ago because I would have to have those parameters, those what's the component I want there, Jahan? I had to have the alignments of the planets at exactly those places that would support me in this journey. So it's not that I've been here 70 years. It's that I arrived with the support of the planetary alignments, certain ones in retrograde, certain ones here and there at a certain place, because all of that would align with the contract that I have for my soul to move forward, making space for what I would do or those that would follow me. It has nothing to do with aging. It has to do with what I needed to be here. The contract that I would have in this world as a healer and a mentor and a coach and a visionary. I had to get here then. I had to get here at that exact place, planetarily. I was born with 3, 6, and 9s. I have a purpose, and all of that aligns. So I never bought into quote-unquote time. Did that help, Nicole? we can break the habit and say no to those constraints with some simple changes of perspective. I don't ask someone how old they are. I'll say, what is your age?
Mm.
I'm really clear on that.
The perspective is helpful. I think the overcoming the deep lifelong programming is what the challenge is for people. You know, like we're so programmed.
We are programmed, but go back and think about the record, the 33 RPM. I mean, we used to pick up that needle. Do you remember, Nicole? And I don't want to hear that song, and I don't want that song. Or maybe we would go back because we wanted to revisit that. So we had a retrograde of a song. But now what we're doing is we're saying, okay, I want to jump timelines. I want to be part of that multidimensional experience so that I can co-create and I can manifest and I can do what I came here to do because I know my life purpose and I know why I'm here. It takes work. I'm not saying it's easy. But the programming... when a person identifies the programming that is no longer effective or no longer what they want, but don't know what is available, they don't know what's on the menu because the menu has changed, they can reach to their higher self, their primary guide, and say, I'm ready. And the synchronistic events will occur because now we have said, your will is my will. Instead of my human being personality wants and needs related to time and I have to have it, now we can start moving that dial and we can start remembering more and we can start to be the divine human. I mean, I think all of us understand that where our loved ones are in the heaven worlds, there is no time. And they operate at a much more youthful look, appearance, and beingness. They're younger because there is no time there. Time is 3D. And we're not a 3D world anymore. So as far as programming, Nicole, the response I have there is when you're ready to give up that programming, and I'm quite sure you are, you need help.
Oh, yes.
And so reach to your higher self. Your higher self says, let's lose this time thing because it's really like weighing us down. Let's not do this anymore. And you're going to have the help that you need. We just need to be able to offer people another menu. This is what's available. That worked or didn't work before, but that's a timeline that we can leave behind now. Now we can do this. I choose that. I choose to be a co-creative.
We do have a couple other callers, but if you could get more into how to switch timelines specifically, that would be really cool.
Okay. So before you put on another caller, it's that beautiful, wonderful adage of visualization. When I say, think about that 33 RPM album you had on the hi-fi, okay, and you picked up that arm on with the needle and you moved it. Visualize it in that way that you can relate to because your soul will relate to what you understand from your human experience. It's not necessary to understand exactly what you're going for. It's understanding what you're leaving behind. So give me the MP3 and get me over there. It's an awareness. Start with the awareness and then switch to desire and really check in with your higher self. When we teach contracts here, the purpose of learning sacred contracts is to create a dialogue between you and your higher self so that communication becomes easier. You know your purpose, but you know how to work with your soul now, your higher self, to accomplish that. One of the tasks that I am most recently assigned to, because when I got more paperwork, more orders, and I got new orders, all of this came in that it was so clear and this is what we're going to do now. So we'll help anybody who wants to do that. It's doable. But for you, Nicole, visualize that. Visualize what you know. Don't visualize what you don't know. Feel what you don't know, but visualize what you do know and get that to your higher self and say, take me there. start with that and see how that works for you.
I will indeed. We're getting down to crunch time, but let's take one more quick call. 475, it's you. What's your first name? Where are you calling in from?
Good afternoon, ladies. I'm Soroya. I'm calling in from Stamford, Connecticut. Thank you both for taking my call. A first-time listener call as well. I will say that the last part of the segment before you took my call is where I'm at with it right now. Understanding on how to even prepare a contract, what are the details within it, and my willingness to perform the task at hand, because this is obviously what I'm asking for, but is the consequences or the undertakings, I'm not sure if I'm getting too involved with the details or the specifics of it as opposed to just going through the gratitude to even be able to approach my situation. I don't even think I even have a question. It's more like I'm just in this rhythm and wave right now, and it's kind of scary. I'm not even going to lie. And so, ladies, how would I best put my foot forward in this? Because it's not confusing, but I am operating outside of that comfort zone, if you understand.
And therein lies your fear. And what is it that you are wanting to attain? And it was a little difficult to understand there, but it sounds like your purpose in
yes.
your contract? Okay.
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So years ago, what I heard and still sticks with me is that which gets you to your knees in tears is your purpose. And it doesn't mean your only purpose or your forever purpose, but that which gets you to your knees at this moment is your purpose. And for me at that time, it was the pharmaceutical, because I spent enough years in traditional medicine that I knew that was not helping us. And that opened the doors to becoming the holistic healer that I am. I was able to remember and reclaim. It wasn't that I learned it, I remembered and reclaimed. So what gets you to your knees? What causes you to yearn for something better or something different? What is it? That is what you want to identify. And then we can assist you in defining that and creating communication with your soul so that you can step outside of your comfort zone with less fear. You don't have to do it alone. I want you to work with your soul, because it's your soul that's going to help you drop to your knees and say, this is what I want.
Exactly. And that's what I definitely need. That, well, I thought the other night, holding my youngest son, it definitely brought me to my knees, and it brought me into a real sacred space of gratitude. And being at my age now, I didn't understand, listening to what you just said, now I understand the purpose of even having him at 42 years old. I just don't want to fail at it again.
There is no failure, and you've done nothing wrong. You've had the experience, which in time will give you reflection and contrast so that you can choose what you want going forward. We didn't get a handbook for so the choices that we made were done through experience or influence and for circumstances. So it doesn't mean we did something wrong. We were given free will. That's like the American Express card. You're not going to use your card and get in trouble for charging. You're going to use your free will and have the human experience that you can learn from. So you did nothing wrong. So what I would encourage you to do, if you can and if you want to, is go to the website. Using sacred contracts here for 18 years. And we can work together remotely, and I can help you to connect to your soul through understanding your contract and your levels of consciousness through the archetypal realm, and to get you rolling on that. And then you can start expanding your comfort zone.
Thank you for that. I definitely will. Like I said, I'm at a loss. even with me explaining it, I'm not even clear to my own self. And that's discouraging.
Well, don't be discouraged, because that's not necessary. You reached out. That's great. You reached out. First-time listener, first-time caller. Well done.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I hope you'll reach out to us again.
I definitely will.
I'm glad.
Mm-hmm.
You're welcome.
You. Have a great rest of the weekend.
Okay, and perfect timing. We've had great callers all on topic today. Lots of good conversation. We have 5 minutes to the top with another live show, Heartwell Healings, to the callers. You can call back in. So, Stacey, we need to do a wrap-up and main takeaways and shameless self-promotion.
I can do that for you guys. We're here to help you attain spiritual alignment. We're here to help you find that divine timing so that you can step out and step up in your growth and healing. Healing doesn't mean you're broken. It means you want to come all back together, all those parts of you that are here, there, in the past, too far in the future, etc. So to help you to find your way forward, I'll use an overused word, and that's manifest. And notice it starts with man. So we're going to change that up a little bit too. But we're going to be co-creators of a new earth. We're going to be co-creators interdependently, working on a collective consciousness that is connected to source and connected to the higher vibrations. We can help you to raise your vibratory presence, which allows you to have that alignment to source that allows you to maximize the potential and have a happy life. You don't have to ignore the news. Don't let it take you down. Don't follow the suggestions that would lead you to fear. Let the world collapse where it needs to collapse, because something really wonderful is going to come up. And I'm not a Rebecca of Sunnybrook Farm. I'm not saying that at all. I just know and I trust source and what's coming in. So my name is Stacia. Jahan's been here. We're Compass Rose Healing Arts. Dan's on a leave of absence. We expect him back very soon. Heather will take your calls on the front desk. And we can organize for you one-on-one consults, remote healing, really assist you in your awakening and your understanding. We can be the coffee for you to get you up and over that, what the heck is going on in this world and in my life. I'm awake, I know, I'm aware, I feel. We can help you turn that engine over with some energetic coffee. And that is the way my guides gave it to me, and it kind of stuck. So I hope that's a metaphor that helps. Love talking with you today. I really got this download yesterday that this is what we need to do. So set aside something else that was planned for this, and encouraging each and every one of you, it's going to be okay. Life is good. We will get through this. We'll get through this on the wave of higher vibrations going all the way to unity and to love. So we'll see you next month. It'll be October. We'll be fresh back from another trip to Lake Shasta and assisting others on their journey there. So thanks for reaching out. Thanks for talking to us today. Jahan, you want to add anything to say goodbye today?
I just want to say that I appreciate being able to share a little bit of what I do, and I look forward to talking again.
Nicole, thank you for participating in today's discussion. That means a lot, and I know it helped a lot. So thank you for that. Wish everybody a beautiful day. My parting words will be, don't say have a good rest of the day. Don't say that. Please just say to everybody, have a perfect day and have a perfect life, because there is no limitation to that. So have a perfect day, a perfect weekend, and a perfect every moment. We care about all of you. Reach out and let us know how we can help. Take care. See you next month.
Stacey is all linked up at newsforthesoul.com. Open lines with Heartwell Healing with Lila is next. If you're on the board, you'll have to call back in right after this quick reset, starting now.
Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. www.thehealingpurpose.com. Now let's get back to the show.